Yeah, I know we aren't supposed to be back here. Doesn't that make it better, though? Come on. You know this whole party is pretty shady already. I mean, who holds a party in a deconsecrated church that's in this condition? Like, I love the atmosphere, but it looks like it's gonna collapse if they turn the bass up too much. Look, I snuck off with you because you seemed adventurous, okay? I'm up for, you know, stuff. But I want it to be really naughty, like, on an altar or something. But if you're gonna worry about this, then we can just go back. Good. I knew I wasn't wrong about you. Don't worry. I'll protect you. Oh, whoa. What's behind that curtain? I think these stairs go down. Yeah, this is it, I'm sure. Okay, let's go. Do I know why this place was deconsecrated? I mean, don't they do that every time they close a church? Yeah, I know. I mean, it's just a rumor, but I did hear why the church closed. Well, there was a scandal. Yeah, I know, super surprising, right? But this was especially bad. The priest who ran this place, he was a young guy, one of those goody-good up-and-comers. Really ambitious, wanted to be Pope or some shit one day. So, this kid comes forward, tells her parents a story about him. Pretty standard, right? But she didn't say that he touched her or anything. Now, he's been nothing but polite and appropriate. Educational, even. She says he taught her these special prayers. You know, weird Latin psalms to things with names like Andras and Payman. He denied it, laughed it off. He showed everyone this old demonology book he had left over from his days at the seminary. Insists she must have seen it in there. No one claims anything criminal happened in any case, and the church had bigger scandals to deal with anyway. So, the priest gets on with his life, holds midnight masses for the poor, feeds the homeless, all that kind of shit. Then the kids start disappearing. Yeah, you remember that? Like 7 kids in 5 months. All of them went to this church at one time or another. One of them is the little girl from before. A detective remembers the priest from before and interrogates him in the rectory. So the priest flips out, stabs the detective like 17 times, and runs away. The detective manages to shoot him in the back on the way out twice. Yeah, that detective survives, barely. The priest is never found, although it's clear he lost a lot of blood from the evidence. The bodies are found in the basement of the church, all preserved perfectly, like no smell or anything. So, the church cuts their losses and closes the church. The priest is gone, presumed dead. Pretty dark stuff. I like you. Normally I freak people out with all my true crime talk. I'm sorry about what I said earlier. I know it's weird to sneak into an old church basement, but yeah, it really turns me the fuck on. You too? Oh god, it's always nice to find a fellow freak. Fuck, these stairs are long, though. What are we, like 50 feet below the street now? What the hell would they keep here? Oof, that door, it's kind of scary. It doesn't look like it should be in a church. More like a prison? Oh my god. Okay, well maybe not god. How did the police miss this place? No, I'd say that's pretty, clearly satanic. The giant go-headed statue and rusty altar kind of gives it away. What? You want to fuck me here? Are you terrified? Oh, fuck, you're ready to go, aren't you? Yeah, I'm pretty turned on too. I know it's sick, but I think I need you inside me. How do you want me? On the altar? Yeah, I'll do it. Let me just, I don't think this is rust. I think this is dried blood. Hey! Hey, don't need to be so rough. Fuck, you're strong. Yeah, rip my jeans down. Fuck. Oh, God, this is hot. Yes, I fucking want it. I'll beg for it if you want, please. Fuck. Fuck, that hurts. No, keep going. Keep going. I need it like this. Harder. Harder, you fucking cocksucker. What? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm a slut. I'm your little sacrificial slut. Ah! What are you doing to my arm? Putting it behind my back. Fuck, that hurts. Oh, that's so good. Fuck. Pushing my head into the altar. Fuck. I can't breathe. Fuck. Yeah, fuck me, you bastard. Oh, fuck. 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 Hurt. That was really good too. Just when I need it. Why didn't you finish? What do you mean someone else is gonna finish me? I don't understand. I mean, I'm up for threesomes, but I'm not sure about surprises. Especially not down here. Especially not under that ugly fucking statue. Ugh. Goat's head and strange breasts and clawed hands and that huge cock. What kind of stone is that anyway? What do you mean there isn't a statue? It's right there. It's moving. Why is it moving? It's got my arm. Don't just stand there, please. Help. It's pushing me back over the altar. Fuck. Ow. Did you plan this? You motherfucker. Oh, fuck you. Stop! It's too big. It's too much. Fuck. Oh God, that hurts. It hurts so fucking good. Why are you so cold? What are you? This is fucking amazing. I've never felt. Oh, that's it, you big fucking bastard. Make me your vessel. Oh, it's so deep. Too deep. Too deep. Oh, yes. Fuck. Please. Please come in me. Please. Please. Fill my cunt with your unholy seed. Please. Fuck. 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 Ah! understand. I'm yours now, Master. Yes, that includes my soul. Please, though, I'm begging you. Just for one thing. Please sacrifice me on the altar again.